From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headline. The development of the Lake Toba tourist area in the North Sumatra province was not impeded by the COVID-19 pandemic. Quota for work and holiday visa for Indonesian in Australia increased to 4,100 people. Now, news in detail. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has made assurance that development of the Lake Toba tourist area in North Sumatra province was not impeded by the COVID-19 pandemic. This was apparent from the compensation presented by the Lake Toba Authority for land acquisition and the groundbreaking ceremony marking the development of 10 tourism villages of the Lake Toba tourism area on Friday, July 10, 2020. The minister expressed gratitude for distribution of the 26 billion rupiah funding to compensate the people for releasing their 279-hectare land. The development of Lake Toba, a central government designed to priority tourism destination, is expected to help expedite infrastructure development, preserve the environment, and boost the welfare of the local community. Search and rescue personnel in Bantaeng, South Sulawesi rescued the crew member identified as Safarudin Lakis and Bayu Lakis were holding on to jerrycan and suffering from dehydration after 15 hours adrift when rescuer found them. Bantaeng Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas Coordinator Arman said on Saturday, as quote by Kompas.com, that the rescue team found them at 5 p.m. local time on Saturday. They were found far from the location of the sunken ship. Arman added that his team was evacuating four other crew members as well as the ship captain at different location. Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto said the Australian government had increased the quota for applying for work and holiday visa for Indonesian citizens up to 4 times its current position. The increase in visa quotas was the result of the cooperation set forth in the Indonesian-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, OIEA CEPA. Agus Suparmanto in Jakarta Saturday, as quoted by Sindo, said currently the Indonesia quota is only 1,000 people per year and this quota ran out in hours because there are so many people who are interested. He targeted work and holiday visa quota for Indonesia citizens from the Australian government to reach 5,000 in the 6 years of the implementation of IACEPA. Mr. Suparmanto added that IACEPA agreement also created an allocation of training with quota of 200 people to Australia each year with a 6-month stay for workers in several industrial sectors. Thousands of Israelis have staged a demonstration in Tel Aviv to protest against what they said is economic hardship because of the government mishandling of the coronavirus crisis. Rabin Square was filled with mainly young protesters wearing masks but not observing social distancing. They said government compensation payments have been slow to arrive. The event was organized by small businesses, self-employed workers, and performing arts group. Many are experiencing economic hardship and have been angered by coronavirus measure which has taken their livelihood away. They said money they are due from government support scheme has not been paid. While workers on salary receive unemployment benefit via furlough scheme, the self-employment said most of them have been waiting months for promised government aid. A funding package of 705 million pound sterling to boost infrastructure on Britain's border with EU has been announced by the government. Plans include border control posts and 500 more border force personnel. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the move would help the UK seize opportunity post-Brexit. The funding followed a leak letter from International Trade Secretary Liz Truss, raising concern about the readiness of Britain port. The new funding will include up to £470 million to build port inland infrastructure, and £235 million will be allocated for IT system and staffing. U.S. President Donald Trump National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien will arrive on three-day official visit to France on Monday to discuss Russia, China, and other foreign policy issues with European officials. O'Brien will arrive in France on Monday morning, and his visit will last until Wednesday. Matthew Pottinger, the Deputy National Security Advisor, is also visiting France. O'Brien and Pottinger, who is former China reporter for the Wall Street Journal, will hold a group meeting with European officials on Tuesday and Wednesday in a French government building. The discussion will focus on the West competition in China. The launch of the Russian Soyuz carrier rocket with the Falcon 9 to satellite from the Kourou Space Center is planned for October. The launch was initially scheduled for 6 March but was postponed due to a malfunction on the Fregat M upper stage. Later, the Kourou Space Center in French Guiana was temporarily closed amid the coronavirus pandemic and the launch was put up again. A space source said on June that the launch of the Soyuz STR rocket with the Fregat M booster and the Arabic Falcon I-2 optical electronic surveillance satellite was planned for 7 October. Falcon I-2 is the second Renaissance satellite built by the Thales Alenia Space for the United Arab Emirates Armed Force. That is the news read out by Antin Supriyati.
This week's spotlight is on President asked to stop importing medical devices and defense equipment. President Joko Widodo requested that medical needs for the handling of the coronavirus of COVID-19 pandemic no longer be met from abroad. The reason, the medical needs for the handling of a corona pandemic ranging from drugs, polymerase chain reaction PCR test kit to rapid test kit can already be produced domestically. The president said that when leading a limited meeting at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 7, which was held closed from the media. The Press, Media and Information Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat only sent out press releases on Wednesday, July 8 night. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said domestic companies can already produce 17 million personal protective equipment per month. In fact, its requirements for handling corona pandemic are only around 4 to 5 million units. The president also asked the Minister of Defense, Prabowo Subianto, to first stop shopping for the main weapon system or defense equipment from abroad. According to him, Prabowo should be able to prioritize the purchase of local defense equipment. For example, the defense minister can buy defense equipment from PT Dirgantara Indonesia, PT Pindad, or PT PAL. The defense equipment expenditure must be in cash from the state revenues and expenditure budget. This was done in order to be able to trigger domestic economic growth. Previously, imports by the Ministry of Defense this year surged. The Central Statistics Agency noted that imports of weapons and ammunition increased more than 7,000% in March to $187.1 million. The increase occurred because in addition to routine annual imports for national defense and security, there was an increase in imports of weapons and ammunition and its share in February 2020 from the usual $2.5 million to $184.6 million in a period of only 1 month. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also ordered his staff to accelerate government spending, especially ministries and institutions that have large budgets, such as the Ministry of Education and Culture, Ministry of Social Affairs, Ministry of Transportation, Ministry of Defense and Police. According to him, government spending became the main driver for the Indonesian economy in the third quarter of this year. The head of state hopes that if the concentration of domestic spending policies can increase economic growth in the third quarter of 2020, efforts in the next quarter to next year will be easier. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with July 12, 1975, the National Monument opened. National Monument in Jakarta, capital of Indonesia, popularly abbreviated as Monas or Tugu Monas, is a 132-meter-high memorial. It was to commemorate the resistance and struggle of the Indonesian people to seize independence from the Dutch East Indies colonial government. The construction of this monument began on August 17, 1961, under the orders of President Sukarno, and was opened to the public on July 12, 1975. The monument was crowned with flames covered with gold sheets symbolizing the burning spirit of fighting. The National Monument is located right in the middle of Medan Merdeka Square, Central Jakarta. Turning to July 12, 1997, the birth of Malala Yousafzai. Malala Yousafzai is a school student and education activist from Mingora City in the Swat district of the Pakistani province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. She is known as an activist for education and women's rights in the Swat Valley, where the Taliban forbid girls from going to school. In early 2009, around the age of 11 and 12, Yousafzai wrote on her blog under a pseudonym for the BBC in detail about how terrible life was under the Taliban government, their efforts to control the valley, and her views on promoting education for girls. In 2014, she and Kailash Satyarthi were awarded the 2014 Nobel Prize for Peace due to their struggle against the oppression of children and youth and to get their education rights. Malala Day is an international anniversary set by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and is celebrated on July 12, Malala Yousafzai's birthday. Today is intended to represent the goals of education for all children. I'll conclude with July 12, 2006. The Lebanon War begins. The 2006 Israel-Lebanon conflict is a series of military actions and ongoing clashes in northern Israel and Lebanon involving the armed wing of Hezbollah and the Israeli Defense Force, or IDF. This conflict began on July 12, 2006 when Hezbollah attacked the city of Shlomi in northern Israel with Katyusha missiles. Then Hezbollah forces infiltrated Israeli territory. An Indonesian citizen who works as a migrant worker, Siti Maimuna binti Muhtar Bisri, was reportedly killed in Lebanon due to a missile launched by Israel on July 11th. And listener, that was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dieter Sommer in Lutherstadt, Eisleben, Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 3533. Hello, Herr Dieter Sommer. Wie geht's Ihnen? Thank you for your compliment on our German program. Your email has been forwarded to German section. So keep listening to our broadcast every day and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Nyanyi selalu
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, July the 12th, is on Task Force Us to Uniform Policies About Competition. Member of the House of Representatives Commission 10, Sukawijaya, asked the COVID-19 Task Force to accelerate countermeasure to harmonize perceptions and policies with the Ministry of Youth and Sports about the continuation of national sports competition. As quoted by Antara on Tuesday in Jakarta, he said the task force only gave the go-ahead for individual sporting activities and had not issued recommendations for sporting activities involving physical contact, such as soccer. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Youth and Sports in June has published a national health protocol for sport activities in which it regulates three stages of sport implementation. Each state is adjusted to the latest development of the rate of coronavirus spread in the area where the activity will be held. If they want to roll out the competition, the organizer is asked to do a series of strict protocols and ensure that it is held without spectators. At present, the competitions that will be held in the near future are soccer and basketball, while several sports are held through virtual process. Meanwhile, the All Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, officially decided the League 1, 2, and 3 of Indonesia in the 2020 season rolled back starting October through a letter of issuance concerning continuation of competition in extraordinary condition in 2020. It was signed by the Association General Chairman Muhammad Iharawan on Saturday, June the 27th, and distributed to Executive Committee, PT Liga Indonesia Baru, and the Association in the Provinces, the Indonesian Football Coaches Association, and the Indonesian Professional Footballers Association. There are several considerations to roll back the competition, including the first, it is necessary to make a campaign through football that Indonesia has been able to adapt and learn to the new normal situation through the implementation of health protocol. Secondly, Iryawan said, Indonesia had experience of being sanctioned by FIFA in 2015-2016. This makes the competition not run and has a negative impact on national football. Furthermore, our three competitions were carried out in the interest of the national team. With the league, players can continue to hone their quality. According to Iryawan, the Indonesian Football Association's reason for running the competition again in the midst of a pandemic was for the sake of turning the community's economy. After official resuming, Muhammad Iryawan asserted that all activities, including training and league matches during the pandemic, will be held with strict health protocols according to directives from FIFA and the Indonesian government. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on Task Force Asked to Uniform Policies About Sports Competition.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener Madhab Chandra Sagur in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 222. It was poor signal. Hello Mr. Madhab Chandra Sagur. Thank you for your reception report. We are really sorry because our broadcast could not be heard clearly at that time. We will deliver this problem to technical division. We hope the problem will not happen again for the next time. Because of that, we need your help to always monitor and send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan se
sepi-sepi.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourist attraction. This time I will invite you to Banyuwangi to enjoy the beauty of Solong Beach. Solong is the name of a natural tourist attraction in Klatak Village, Kalipuro Sub-District in Banyuwangi. The location is only 7 kilometers from the Banyuwangi city center in the direction of Ketapang Port. The journey to Solong Beach is not easy because visitors have to pass through small streets and densely populated settlements, therefore not many visitors travel to this beach. So, in a way, Solong is truly like a private beach. On Solong Beach, the expanse of green grass looks in contrast to the road made of white cement, making this beach different from others. From here, the mainland of Bali Island is also clearly visible across the Bali Strait. The right time to enjoy the beauty of Solong Beach is at sunrise. At the time, the sun seemed to emerge from behind the island of Bali. The view is even more perfect, with fishing boats sailing in the streets of Bali. The waves also pound slowly on the black sand beach. If you are a tourist who wants to enjoy a really comfortable vacation, you can stay at a villa located around Solong Beach at a price that matches the facilities you will get. If you are a fan of beach trips, Solong Beach in Banyuwangi can be your choice. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we will meet again in the next edition with other interesting topics.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, H.M. Tarek, VOI Listeners Club in Bangladesh. Through the email, he says, "Happy Eid al-Adha to VOI's crews. Thank you for your kind wishes. Hopefully you and your club are healthy and in good condition amid COVID-19 pandemic. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song."
Yang ini.
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. This edition is on Toba Caldera gets UNESCO Global Geopark status and becomes a research site. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Toba Caldera in North Sumatra has assumed the status of a UNESCO Global Geopark. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy said Toba Caldera Geopark is expected to become a tourist and research destination. Deputy Minister for Destinations and Infrastructure Hari Sungkari at an online press conference on Friday, July 10, 2020, said this was in line with natural tourism trends that would be more desirable after the COVID-19 pandemic. The appointment of Toba as a UNESCO geosite becomes a positive point that is recognized worldwide. Hari Sungkari added that natural tourism will sell lots of adventure as well as destinations for researchers. Nevertheless, there were several things that needed to be done and receive attention. One of the main things was to maintain the principles of cleanliness, health, safety, and environmentally friendly protocol, or CHSE. According to Hari Sungkari, the beauty of Toba Caldera has been known globally. What needs to be ascertained to the world of tourism is the discipline in maintaining the CHSE. The ministry had compiled a guidebook on the protocol to be implemented in tourist destinations and was ready to conduct socialization related to the guidelines. Meanwhile, Managing Director of the Lake Toba Tourism Authority, Ari Prasetyo, welcomed positively the status of the UNESCO Global Park of Toba Caldera and is determined to maintain it because the status is validated every 4 years. So it needs to be considered how to develop tourism while still paying attention to ecosystems and environmental sustainability. Toba Caldera is designed as a UNESCO Global Geopark at the 209th session of the UNESCO Executive Board in Paris, France, Tuesday, July 2, 2020. The status held by Toba Caldera adds to the list of Indonesian UNESCO Global Geoparks, namely Batur, Cileto, Mount Sewu, and Mount Dejani. And listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Alam berwarna-warni, mentari di ujung. Inikah
tanda tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi. Tanda tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi di dalam hati ini sekali lagi. Bagaikan terjebak hatiku pun meledak, yang tak pernah terjadi kini ku alami sejak kehadirannya. Burung-burung bernyanyi, alam berwarna-warni, mentari di ujung rambutnya. Inikah tanda-tanda sekali lagi. Tanda-tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi di dalam hati ini sekali lagi. Tanda-tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener will present you a song by Dis Korea featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo entitled Serenata Jiwalara. This song created by Lale, Ilman, and Nino tells the story of someone who has false hopes. He also felt broken-hearted because he was left alone. However, the song Serenata Jiwalara is not presented with a sad rhythm, but it is still fresh with the nuances of 80s disco. The song Serenata Jiwalara indeed illustrates how we can still find light in the midst of a dim atmosphere. Serenata Jiwalara, released in March 2020. By the middle of June 2020, this song has listened nearly 5 million times on the music streaming service. Well, listener, here is Serenata Jiwalara by Dis Korea featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo.
Mata namun percuma, kau anggap berat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Could it be love? Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that
of Indonesia.
Dirimu, seolah tak
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.